From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Fries reports in the Times Union that 70% of New York State healthcare workers have received at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot so far, up from 63% last week. Governor Andrew Cuomo continues to blame federal officials for a less-than-expected supply of vaccines. Cuomo said, and I quote, "The issue with the vaccination plan is the supply. We are ready for distribution of the vaccine in a much larger quantity. We have 3,000 distribution sites, 3,000 providers already signed up. We can get the needle in the arm. We just need the supply itself," end quote. While New York residents wait for the vaccine, many of them are catching coronavirus and some of them are dying. Greene County announced 50 more new COVID-19 cases January 25th and two more deaths. There were 46 new positive tests reported January 25th in Columbia County and one more death. Ulster County announced 70 new cases, and Dutchess County reported another 190 cases and another death. There were 54 cases of COVID-19 reported by the Rensselaer County Health Department on January 25th, and one more death. In Albany County, there were 151 new cases announced January 25th, and one more death. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Capital Region reported Monday, January 25th, the lowest hospital bed availability in New York. The region includes Columbia and Greene counties. Reportedly, 24% of hospital beds were available over a 7-day average compared to the state's 7-day average of 32%. 18% of intensive care unit beds were available in the region, while 26% of ICU beds are reportedly available statewide. Neither the Capital Region or Columbia and Greene counties have been designated a microcluster for the coronavirus at this time. Columbia Memorial Health spokesperson Bill Van Slyke said, and I quote, "We continue to meet the current demand and are confident we will meet future demand. We are working with all the healthcare facilities in our region as we continue to balance the load," end quote. Van Slyke declined to disclose the hospital's capacity numbers. He said, and I quote, "We have seen in the last several days a reduction of about 10 to 20% of COVID cases," end quote. Columbia Memorial Health has stopped performing elective procedures and visitation is suspended except for patients who are in labor, pediatric patients, and patients who are terminally ill. On Thursday, January 21st, Albany Medical Center CEO Dennis McKenna reported 141 COVID-19 patients, 27 in ICU and 7 on ventilators. According to the statement, and I quote, "All regional hospitals, including Albany Med, have begun to curtail non-essential elective procedures and redeploy staff to the bedside to care for patients," end quote. St. Peter's has also canceled elective procedures and taken steps to create additional capacity. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Paul Kirby is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Chris Teague is one of a group of Assembly Republicans to propose a 15-bill package intended to help farmers and people suffering food insecurity. Teague said the Food Insecurity, Farm Resiliency, and Rural Poverty Initiative would connect farmers with an excess of product to food banks and also provide farmers with grants and I quote, "regulatory relief to help them expand and sustain their operations," end quote. The initiative's largest proposal, the Permanent Agricultural Purchasing Assistance Program, would allocate a total of $10 million every year to the state's 10 regional food banks to allow them to buy meat, dairy, and produce from New York farmers. Teague said an additional appropriation of $20 million would be created within the state's aid to localities budget to allow the program to expand in the case of statewide emergencies. The legislative package also would create a commercial meat and dairy processing incentive program to support efforts by the state to buy land and build processing facilities to be used by private meat and dairy processors. The Food Insecurity Initiative also would help new farmers start up operations by restoring the New Farmers Grant Program, as well as help establish farms with grants of up to $50,000 for those that have been in business for over 10 years. Teague said, and I quote, "This comprehensive package of legislation is the product of farmers, agricultural entrepreneurs, and members of nonprofit and community organizations coming together to connect the dots between food banks and our agricultural industry to assist farmers." And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. State Senator Alessandra Biaggi said Monday, January 25th, the U.S. Census 2020 headcount should be extended by Congress to ensure a full survey of the public. The call for the extension comes following concerns raised last year over an undercount of people of color, immigrant communities, and low-income neighborhoods. The process was made all the more complicated by the pandemic. Federal aid is at stake, all the more important as New York and the U.S. look to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. Biaggi said, and I quote, "The pandemic, in addition to former President Trump's callous campaign to jeopardize the census, has compromised the processing of the census data, threatening the quality and accuracy of the count," end quote. She went on to say, and I quote, "This is a major concern for all New Yorkers, but especially in the Bronx, where our communities have been historically undercounted and need all the federal resources we can get to recover from the devastation wrought by COVID-19, end quote. New York could lose up to 2 seats in the House of Representatives, given the state's lagging population growth compared to the rest of the country. Biaggi also called for President Joe Biden to appoint a permanent census director in addition to extending the count. And you can read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.